1. Deity and Divinity. The universe of universes has a lot of things going on in it. Deity is at work. This work has to do with matter, mind, and spirit. Some of this work is personal, some of it is not. But all of it has the same flavor. This is the flavor of divinity. And all of it is regulated so the different parts work together. Deity can be real as a personality, as God. But this is not all there is to deity. Deity can also exist before and beyond personality. But humans are not going to understand this very well. When you get above the material level, then everything that deity does will tie in sooner or later. What pulls all of the work of deity together is divinity. At least that is the best way to tell you. Deity acts in a personal way. Deity also acts in a way that could be called before being personal. Deity acts in a third way that could be called beyond being personal. When you try to think about how total deity would act, then you had better think about a house with 7 stories. Total deity is in action all the time on each of these 7 levels. Let's talk about these 7 levels. 1. Static. We have to start with this level. Static means not moving. You had better think about deity on this level as being rather than acting, as existing rather than as doing something. But this is logical. We have to start by saying that deity is something before we can say that deity does something. 2. Potential. This is the second level, and it is different from the first. What does the word potential mean? It means that there is room for something. A bowl has value because it is empty. You can put something in it. Before a deity could do anything, there had to be an emptiness which could be filled. In the presence of this emptiness, deity now has a plan. The universe, in theory, is not yet here, but the blueprint for it is. 3. Associative. Here, on the third level, we get the picture of personality coming into being. Here, deity achieves fatherhood. God becomes universal father of the eternal Son. The Trinity is suggested here. God is no longer alone. He has associates with whom he can experience brotherhood. 4. Creative. On this fourth level, deity begins to act as we understand action. Now the gods begin to share themselves with other beings. They begin to give themselves away, to distribute themselves to other personalities. Now they begin to show themselves to other beings and to let creatures know about them. 5. Evolutional. Now deity is expanding, growing out of the boundaries of the central universe. Deity on this level even goes into partnership with creatures. 6. Supreme. On this level, deity learns how to experience. Deity escapes from always knowing everything ahead of time. On this level, deity learns what it is like to be a creature, to start out small and grow. Here, deity puts together what man gets out of living and blends it with what God gets out of being. On this level, deity works in time and space. Here, deity does not directly rule the grand universe, but rather works more behind the scenes, works to coordinate and direct the rulers of the grand universe. We sometimes call this the supremacy of deity. 7. Ultimate. This is the last level of the activity of total deity. One way of thinking of this level is to think of deity pushing out into the future. Another thing that happens on this level is that deity rises above time and space. This means that here deity is all-powerful, all-knowing, and everywhere present. On the preceding level, the sixth, deity coordinates everything that happens in the grand universe. Now, on this seventh level, deity does the same sort of coordinating job, only now it is for the whole master universe. Deity acts here in a more than finite, in an absonite, way. This means having the last word to say and keeping everything running without limit. We call this activity on the seventh level the ultimacy of deity. Now we have talked about the 7 levels on which total deity acts, and let's talk about 3 other ways of looking at levels. the finite level. Now we are looking more at the levels of creation rather than the levels of deity action. On the finite level, we have creatures, people like you Urantians, humans, and other types of creatures. On the finite level, things happen one after another. They happen in time. Also, you can only be one place at a time. Finite things and people may not come to an end, but you can be sure that they always have a beginning. They are created. You will remember our discussion of the sixth level of total deity function. We talked about the supremacy of deity. Well, the deity level of supremacy works on this finite level of existence. The absonite level. Perhaps you had better think of this level as something in between the finite and the absolute. On this absonite level, there are things and beings that have no beginning and no ending. Here also, things can take place which are not limited by time or space. These happenings do not ignore time and space, they just rise above time and space, transcend time and space. We call the beings who exist on this level absonitors. Absonitors are not created, they are eventuated. We could use a new word here, but perhaps eventuated will do. At any rate, absonitors simply are. You will recall our discussion of the seventh level of total deity action. We talked about the ultimacy of deity. Well, the deity level of ultimacy has to do with this absonite level of existence. No matter where you may be in the Master Universe, if you see something happening that does not take any time, and or something that seems to be happening everywhere at once, if you see this, you can be sure that it is an absonite action. You can also be sure that it is an act of the ultimacy of deity. The absolute level. This is the third and last level of existence. It is beyond the absonite level. The absonite level transcends time. The absolute level just ignores time. It is timeless. The absonite level transcends space. The absolute level simply ignores space. It is spaceless. The absolute level is entirely beyond any business of beginnings or endings. For example, there isn't any time or space on the Isle of Paradise. Paradise is absolute as far as time and space are concerned. It is outside of space and before time. The Paradise Trinity, Father, Son, and Spirit, works on this absolute level. This level cannot be coordinated by any active deity that is growing by experience. Whenever deity acts on this absolute level, then you will have happenings that are final in the complete sense of that word. There is nothing beyond them. Deity may be non-growing, ever the same, existential, as in the eternal Son. Deity may be growing by experience, changing, experiential, as in the Supreme Being. Deity may be made up of a grouping together of many divine creators, associative, as in God the Sevenfold. Deity may be a complete oneness, undivided, as in the case of the Paradise Trinity. Everything that you would recognize and more as divine comes from deity. It is always the nature of deity to be divine, but something can be divine and still not be deity. But even if it is not deity, it will be related to deity, and it will always try to get closer to deity in a spiritual, mindful, or personal way. Divinity is the flavor of deity. All acts of deity are divine. It is this divinity that makes sure that all deity acts will work together, never in opposition. As human beings would understand divinity, it is truth, beauty, and goodness. When personality shows divinity, it appears as love, mercy, and ministry. But when deity does not act as personality, as in the Trinity, then divinity is revealed as justice, power, and sovereignty. Divinity may be perfect and complete. This is the way it is when a Paradise Creator acts. Deity may also be imperfect. This is the way it appears down on your level of creature existence. Divinity may be relative, neither perfect nor imperfect. This is the way it is on certain in-between levels. The central universe of Havona is just such an in-between level. It is not absolutely perfect like the Isle of Paradise, Neither is it incomplete or imperfect, as are the evolving super-universes. When we try to think about perfection, then we discover that here are a number of possible combinations. There is absolute perfection, there is relative perfection, and then there is imperfection. These can be combined in 7 possible ways. 1. Absolute perfection. 2. Some absolute perfection and some relative perfection. 3. All 3 in combination, absolute, relative, and imperfect. 4. Some absolute perfection, some imperfection. 5. Relative perfection. 6. Some relative perfection, some imperfection. 7. Imperfection.